You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
In writing, punctuation makes it easy to see when you're quoting someone else. And we've figured out how to insert that punctuation into our speech.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
So this question came from a listener who wanted to know more about saying quote and unquote when we're speaking. He says he thinks it makes more sense to say end quote at the end instead of unquote. But, you know, I've noticed that a lot of times we just don't say either. We might say quote, but we don't close it out. I don't know. What do you think?
We do have a range of options here, one of which is just to leave it hanging, to say quote, blah, 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 and then just assume that someone figures out when we have finished. Usually we pause or change our intonation. The listener's question about unquote versus end quote, totally fair. And sure, you could make the argument that end quote is logical or more logical. Whatever argument you want to make, it is now true that unquote is more popular. Unquote shows up at the beginning of the 20th century, and by 1918, we see a good number of these quote-unquote phrases. We can use that quote-unquote in a couple of ways. One is what will sometimes be called scare quotes, when we as a speaker or as a writer don't want to take responsibility for a phrase. We're trying to say, this is what some people might say. I'm not saying this is what I would say. I will sometimes use that when I'm talking about language. I'll say something like, people who believe that split infinitives are quote-unquote wrong, because I want to make sure that everyone knows that I don't think split infinitives are wrong. We can also use quote-unquote when we're actually quoting someone, when we're speaking. So let's imagine that I said, she said, quote, it's not you, it's me, unquote, right?
This is actually an issue that comes up in the newsroom from time to time. Every now and then I'll have a quote from someone in my copy, and sometimes they'll actually write quote for me to read over the air at the beginning, and sometimes they don't. And I talked to our news director, Vince Duffy, about this. As you said, if it's like just a word and you can just use emphasis and imply the quotes, like the governor said it was a unique option to solve the problem, something like that. But usually we will put quote in there if, as you said, you want to make it absolutely clear this is not us talking, especially if it's something divisive.
And one thing we've been doing that listeners may have noticed is that we're putting this quote and unquote in different places in relation to the quoted material. So I could say something like, he said he was quote unquote busy. He said he was busy, quote unquote. Or he said he was, quote, busy, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are possible, where we can either sandwich the actual quoted material or the scare quoted material. We can put quote unquote before. We can put quote unquote after. Now, at some point, I became really interested in spoken punctuation like this, quote unquote, or sometimes we'll use period when we're speaking. I said, no, period. And I did a search of Twitter to see how people were using this punctuation when they were writing it down. And what's fascinating to me is you can find people writing quote unquote. They are literally writing out quote unquote in Twitter. And they're again, sometimes before the quoted material, sometimes after. And then I found one in Twitter that says, notice I said quote unquote fans. And they write out quote unquote, and then they also put fans in quotes. So we have double scare quoted.
A lot of emphasis there.
The last thing I would say about this is that what we're seeing here is a spoken feature that is developed from a written feature where we're trying to do something we can do in writing and figure out a way to do it in speech.
I think it's appropriate to leave you with this quote, the pain of parting is nothing to the joy of meeting again, unquote. Until I see you again, Anne. Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.